On this episode of Cox Talking Gamecocks, it is a 2023 Gamecock baseball season preview. Okay, here we go. Welcome to a very special episode of Cox Talking Gamecocks. I am your host, Tim Cox, and y'all, baseball season is here. Baseball season is upon us. We have finally made it. It is a fantastic time for USC and for all Gamecock fans. Now, as I have mentioned in the past and teased out here and there, wanted to have a special episode, an extra episode this week, dedicated just for a 2023 season preview for this baseball team. And as I was getting ready for it, I thought to myself, who better to speak about this with than Evan, who is a fellow podcaster. He is the co-host of Tito's and Chicken. I've gotten to know him a little bit recently, and I just know he is a Gamecock baseball super fan. And someone who is just so knowledgeable about college baseball and the comings and goings of the Carolina program. So I offered him to come onto the show. He accepted. Only just the second time I have collaborated with someone. And we just sat down like two buddies and talked about this upcoming season. I want y'all to think of this episode and this conversation as your viewer's guide, your fan spark notes, if you will, as to who to look out for this season, what big series there are to get excited for, and really just get brought up to speed about this team and what you need to know going into this season. There's a lot of details with baseball and everything like that, so sit back, relax, enjoy, and get brought up to speed about this team. So without further ado, here's our conversation with Evan.
Okay, I want to welcome on a very special guest. Only the second time I am collaborating with a fellow podcaster. I want to welcome on Evan. You may know him as Big Easy from Gamecock Twitter, host of Tito's and Chicken. Evan, what's going on? Thanks for coming on.
Tim, thank you so much for having me on this episode. Guys, he wanted to talk baseball, and I came running. So, obviously, you know, I've been waiting for baseball season to come. So, yes, Tim, thank you for inviting me on to the show, this episode.
Absolutely. I mean, one of my mottos in life is I'm not an expert, and I'm not trying to be, but I know an expert when I see one, and I see that with you in Gamecock baseball. But before we jump into a season preview, sort of a spark notes on the team, if you will, wanted to let you plug your show quickly for those people out there who are looking for more Gamecock content. Tell us a little bit about your podcast and everything you've been doing on social media. If I must say, you are a fantastic follow.
I appreciate that, man. I really do appreciate that. Guys, we're called Tito's and Chicken. If you haven't heard of us, we've been doing this for about, I want to say, roughly 3 years now. I started with my co-host, Taylor. We started in his man cave, just recording episodes, just having fun, you know, just sitting there having a beer, just talking Gamecock athletics, you know, just like you would normally do with your friends, sitting on the couch, hanging out. And then, you know, we grew. So I had to get some more people on our show. My co-host now, Lindsay, who absolutely kills it. She knows her. I can't say this enough. She kills it. And it surprises me every episode we do how much she actually knows about what's going on within Gamecock athletics. Love having her. But we just like to talk. We like to sit down. We're very chilled. We're a very laid back podcast, man. I'm cracking a beer in the middle of the episode. Lindsay's got a vodka drink, something like that.
Love it.
You know, we don't get super serious or when we're talking. It's just more like that chilled, laid back feeling. So We would love to have y'all take a listen to us here and there and leave some feedback and let us know what we need to do to improve our podcast, because we are always taking comments and just wanting to know what we can do to improve. So.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, I would definitely recommend listening, guys. But yeah, Evan, I really appreciate you jumping on. So let's just dive right into things here. So what this will be, y'all, is, like I said 2 minutes ago, really just a spark notes of what you need to know ahead of this season. College baseball is very intricate, and wanted to just let you know what to look out for and what to expect potentially from this year's team. So yes, the season kicks off February 19th against UMass Lowell. But Evan, I think we got to start off with just the mindset of this team coming into this season, coming off of what was a disappointing year last year, missing regionals, and just felt like a very uncommon type of season from the Carolina Gamecocks. So let's just start at the top, right? Mark Kingston, he came under a lot of scrutiny last year. His seat was definitely warm at times. What are your thoughts on him, and what really defines success for him this season?
Mark Kingston, obviously his first year, he took us to Super Regionals. I don't think any one of us can forget that. But after that, you know, it's just been somewhat of a rocky slope with him. You know, to be honest with you, and I don't badmouth anyone. You know, I really don't coach his players. I just don't do that. But with Kingston, he has this aura about him. I don't know if you pick up on it, but I definitely do. It's more of a arrogant, you know, it's my way or, it's me or whatever. You know, it's just, it's hard. It's hard to watch him coach at times. And, you know, I don't agree with a lot of moves that he does during games. But I mean, hey, I'm not the coach. He's the coach. He gets paid to coach is what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what it is, man. I don't know what it is about him. This is definitely a put up or shut up type season.
100%.
You know, I do feel his seat is extremely hot. Yes, hiring Monty Lee on staff, that was an amazing hire. Don't get me wrong. I was very excited when we picked up Monty. Mm-hmm. It's just, like I said, it's a put up, shut up type year for him. And I feel like if he is released of his duties at the end of this season, I do feel Monty Lee will be the next coach of South Carolina.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely an interesting situation bringing in such an experienced guy like Monty Lee. And it really is crazy. I mean, outside of that first year, like you just said, I think Kingston has been under scrutiny every year. And he does have a unique way of handling things. And to me, it's just this lack of development, it feels like. Just that's been this weird pattern of guys underperforming and whatnot. So hopefully the presence of Monty can maybe like bring a different perspective. Like I think Monty, not only will he help the clubhouse and help guys approach the game differently, but maybe help Kingston himself approach the game a little differently, especially a guy that knows what it takes to win in Columbia. And then if you ask me, want to see if you agree here, for Kingston to keep his job, it's Super Regionals or bust. Because
it's 100%.
Yeah. Like
I was talking to a buddy about this the other night. If you want me to be completely honest with you, man, making a regional is not that tough.
There's so many of them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we can go into any regional and be a four seed. Hey, you made a regional. Cool. You know, I feel like I'm saying that because we're so talented. Where, you know, we have such a good brand. You know, we should be in the Super Regionals every other year.
Absolutely.
Pretty much, you know. When we had that regional 2 years ago, when the regional was at Columbia, but Virginia hosted the regional. That was so embarrassing to me, man.
That is absurd.
I'm sitting there at one of the games. I don't know what day the game was. I can't remember. But I'm sitting there just like, Virginia's the home team. This is so weird. Mm-hmm. And they're playing in our stadium, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's things like that. You can't have that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You flat out can't, you know?
I've said it before. Yeah, you go ahead.
No. That's all I got to say. And I was going to talk about last year when, you know, when we went one and done in the SEC tournament, which I still feel we could have won that game.
Oh, absolutely.
If our catcher didn't drop the ball when guy was trying to score, you know, that it's things like that, man. Mm-hmm. You can't have that. You just can't have that, Tim.
100%. I mean, I've said it a few times to a few different people where if you're going to equate it to football, right? I feel like at a school like South Carolina, the absolute bare minimum at football is getting to a bowl game, right? Like that is the absolute bare minimum. Get to six wins and then move on. With South Carolina baseball, the bare minimum is getting to a regionals. Like it really should be doing well in that regionals or even hosting that regionals. But to me, that's why it's really supers or bust, because you can't reward Kingston for doing the bare minimum and just squeaking by and getting to a regionals. But I do think this team's mindset coming into this year is a bit of a revenge tour, and it's definitely going to be something to watch. And did want to turn the page to this roster, want to start with some guys really in this lineup who I'm excited about. I want to get your take on who you're looking forward to seeing. But to me, it starts with Michael Braswell. I mean, this kid is entering his sophomore year. Last year, basically started like a freaking phenom, like was about as good of a start as you could ask for. Felt like he hit a snag once league play started, which kind of makes sense.
Yeah, he definitely hit a wall, that's for sure.
I mean, you're facing better pitching. You're, you know, guys are going to key in you on a little differently, but I expect him to have a really nice year this year. Now, is he bounced around a little bit with positions. Is he slated to be our shortstop or is he going to play third base? I might have seen.
Well, we're going to get into this here shortly, but man, there's so many new faces on this roster. Mm-hmm. So many new faces. It's mind blowing to me. I don't know. It depends if what Kevin Maddon does at third, if Braswell can beat him out, you know, because if Braswell beats him out, Braswell at third and shortstop is Wimmer. I would think it's going to be Wimmer.
Yeah.
And then I'm telling you, Tim, every other position, man, it's somewhat of a toss up to me right now. From what I've been reading within, you know, from John Whittle, who does an amazing job covering the baseball team on 247. From what I've been reading, man, there aren't really any set like players at position. You know, so I don't know. I don't know where. I know Braswell will be starting. I know that somewhere. For sure. He will be somewhere. He'll be in the infield, obviously, somewhere. I don't see him pitching again this year. You know, it just got so desperate last year that we needed him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's certainly something I would not want to see. And he is just that kind of player. Just put him somewhere and let him do his thing, because he's just.
And let him play.
He's really that good. Another guy that excites me is Talmadge LeCroy. Kingston actually was talking about his development and talking about having a few options. Catcher, there's like three or four different guys who legitimately could play catcher.
Literally what I just said. Yeah. It's so hard.
I mean, it's kind of for better or worse, right? Like on one hand, we can look at it like, oh, this team has some good depth. But on the other hand, if you have too many players, right? Like it's kind of like if you have two quarterbacks, you have none type of deal. But I'm excited to see him. But how about yourself? Who are a couple of guys that stand out in your mind?
That's funny. You say LaCroix, and I'm with Messina, the other catcher.
Okay.
I'm big on him. Like I said, I don't know who's going to start at that catcher position. It is tight. It is a very tight race at that position right now. Messina, Braswell, I really want to see Wimmer. I want to see him step up. I mean, obviously, he had a decent year last year. Too many strikeouts, though. Mm-hmm. Way too many strikeouts, you know. And that's another thing I want to bring up, the approach that we're going to be taking this year. It's going to be a lot different at the plate than it is what it was last year when it was literally just swinging for the fences every pitch. You know, I feel like we're going more with a small ball type approach this year, which will be good because we have speed now.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of putting balls in play, a lot of bunting, you know, moving runners over. And that's what you want to see, man. Don't get me wrong. chicks dig the long ball. Let's just be real here.
I mean, everyone is all about launch angle nowadays. It's yeah. bonkers. Like, well, launch angle, bat speed, all that jazz. But there is something beautiful about death by contact.
Yeah. Yeah. But, and like I said, what was killing us last year was the one run home runs, you know, the solo home runs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool. It's awesome. Yeah. You just hit across the damn street, the ball across the street. But at the same time, dude, it's one run, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm excited with the new approach that we're coming with this season.
For sure. And I feel like, at least for me watching the team last year, it was frustrating because as much as, you know, there was this emphasis of trying to hit the home run, it almost did feel like this team did not have an identity. And Kingston was trying to say that at times, which is funny because we said that for however many months of baseball season and then said it for 10 games of the football season, that South Carolina has no identity. But I think this year it is this clear, all right, we have a roster that this is what we're going to want to do. Want to get guys on base, move them over, steal bases. And that's exciting. And last year, there were a lot of new faces that were forced into action for whatever reason. And hopefully it's a situation where we see the fruits of that, where this apparent lack of depth last year, hopefully is actually not the case this year, because a guy like Evan Stone out in the outfield has a little bit more of experience now. And also a guy, I mean, hey, like a Braswell or a Wimmer, guys who have seen more action, and hopefully it pays off.
Yeah. Yeah, no, sure. For sure. And I can go into the pitching staff as well, which I'm sure we'll talk about that here.
Yeah,
shortly.
Go for it, man.
You know, a lot of these guys were put into action last year. They had no choice. Mm-hmm. They literally had no choice. They had to play. I can go to Becker, talk about him right now. That's another player I'm excited to see. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I thought he did fairly well last season for to be our Sunday starter, pitching as a true freshman against these mighty SEC schools. You know, just I'm excited to see. I'm very excited to see the pitching staff. Not even a question. But I am also excited because I want to see this new offensive identity we will have this season.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So just to go back to the pitching staff, like you ask me, I don't think it's anything groundbreaking, right? Like, I think this is the strength of the team, and especially our starting pitching. I mean, Will Sanders and Noah Hall, like, I don't know jack shit about the other teams in the SEC, like, admittedly, but this has got to be one of the best 1-2 punches in the league between Hall and Sanders, right?
Agreed. I agree with you. You got Will Sanders coming throwing. I think I saw he topped out at 94 one day during the scrimmage. Excuse me. Noah Hall, his control is the best I've seen from what John Whittle has been talking about. So, and then that Sunday starter, man, it's a tough one. You got Mahoney, who's coming off of shoulder surgery.
Yep.
And you got a true freshman. That's another player we need to watch out for. I butcher his name a lot. Jerzenbeck, I believe that's how you say it.
That's a good guess I got.
Jerzenbeck. Yeah, I'm going to leave it at that. But, man, this guy, true freshman, topping out at 93 during his scrimmages, and he's only going to be throwing harder when it warms up, you know, when the warmer temperatures come. Very excited about this kid. This kid can probably crack the weekend rotation. By I say midseason.
Wow.
I can see it.
See, this is why I bring you on, man. A guy like Jerzenbeck is a guy that's just totally under my radar. But now I know to look out for this guy with the funny name. But that's exciting.
I would say this is the player I'm keeping my eye on. The most out of everyone on this roster, for sure.
That's fantastic. I mean, because not only is that Sunday starter a bit of a question mark, but also the midweek starter. I mean, I look at a guy like Mahoney, who is coming off of the injury. That could be a place to stretch him out a little bit. But you were right. I mean, Becker had a fantastic showing late in the year. And now we got a couple of young arms, too. And then coming out of the pen, I mean, Kate Austin, I felt he did a very good job last year.
Our bullpen it's going to be solid. You got James Hicks, who was a weekend starter last year, who is going to be coming out of the pen. You got Becker. I'm curious to see where we go on the closing role this season. Kate Austin, I can see him closing. I really
can see that too.
But then you got Jackson Phipps, man. I've heard he's had a solid camp. He's another one who had shoulder surgery, left-hander.
Okay.
Big on him. And I don't know if you remember Sweat as well, who yes. another pitcher who had shoulder surgery. It's a theme here, Tim, you know?
It's frustrating. So it's crazy.
It is. But our bullpen, man, it's stacked. I have confidence in all five of these guys. I would like to see who we're going to put at closer. That's the only question I have. Right.
For sure. I mean, it might be a trial by fire situation. Maybe you test out a couple of guys, but it's great to have the options there. And I mean,
And
that's the thing too, where last year the pitching depth was just atrocious because largely of injuries, where hopefully this year we can actually be like, okay, like this is what a good bullpen is supposed to be. Hopefully the rotation stays healthy. And then I don't know, like what the hell was Kingston doing last year? Didn't he have Sanders going on the Fridays? He needs to go back.
Sanders pitching on Saturday.
That's right. Yeah, no, he
needs Yeah. Sanders pitching. How can I even say this with a straight face? having him pitch on Saturday, I don't understand it. I still will never understand it. I mean, Sanders was clearly our ace.
Yes.
When you're an ace, you pitch on the opening Friday nights, mm-hmm. you know. I don't know what was going through Kingston's head, but you know, we'll leave it at that.
Yeah. He needs to not reinvent the wheel this year. Just do what everyone else, do what's tried and true. Put your best two guys first.
Yeah, no, for sure. I really feel like Sanders will be Friday. And then, like we said, Noah will be Saturday. And then I'm stuck between, well, I feel like Mahoney will be Sunday, mm-hmm. but like I said, the Jersey Beck guy, I feel like he'll be cracking the roster come mid season.
Possibly. That's exciting.
You know, when it's warmer out and, you know, the arms are a little more alive at that time, mm-hmm. I really feel like he has a chance to crack the weekend roster for sure.
That's exciting.
I love our pitching staff, man.
Yeah,
I really do.
I can tell. you're all over it.
I'm excited. I'm very excited. Because last year, man, we were pretty much throwing you and I out there to get two innings out. Like it was embarrassing.
It was tough at times, man. It really was. So yeah, hopefully it's not the case this year. Cause there were there were some games where the lack of depth really cost us games and it sucks.
No, for sure.
So where do you see this team going this season? I know we said it's supers or bust if you're Mark Kingston, but do you really expect this team to have that bounce back year? I know the benchmark is sort of a 15 SEC wins to have that good season. Like, do you see that? Is that realistic?
Funny you say that. My SEC record is 15-14.
All right.
I broke down every SEC series. We got some tough ones on the road. We got to go to Arkansas. We got to go to Vanderbilt. Mississippi State had a down year last year. I don't see them being too solid. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we do. You know the SEC schedule, man. It's
rough. A gauntlet. Yeah,
it's rough. Gauntlet. But we don't have the Texas in this schedule, or you know the big non conference. I think our biggest non conference, obviously, is Clemson. Mm-hmm. You know, and then we play NC State, and I mean, but in, or not NC State,
UNC,
me, North Carolina. Yes, yeah. UNC. Other than that, man, I really feel like we go 15-14 in SEC, and I feel like we finish 34-20 overall. I feel like we win those non-conference games that we should have won last year, like the Presbyterians, the Citadels, Winthrop's. You know, you can't lose those games.
No, that was incredibly frustrating, and that's something that if you even correct those, and then you pick up a series or two that you didn't last year, I mean that's a whole different season. And that's kind of what we're looking at. It's kind of what we're hoping for. Is there one series rather that really excites you that you got circled?
LSU. LSU at home. I'm excited about that one. I'm excited about LSU at home. I've always wanted to see them up and personal. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to have to go with the Tennessee series. You obviously know what Tennessee did last season.
Yep.
You know, so that's a strong bunch, but that's not till the end of the season. But
it's the very last
series. Yeah.
Very interesting.
I'm big on that one. Yeah. I mean, I know the kid from there. Oh, my God. The closer threw over 100 miles per hour. I don't know if you remember that kid or not.
Oh, yeah. I don't know his name, but I know he throws hard. That's all I know.
I don't know if he's still there or not. I mean, if you're throwing that damn hard, I'd figured you got drafted. But I don't know. That the Tennessee and LSU series for sure. Mm-hmm. Arkansas be fun, but it's Arkansas, man. They're a tough bunch, and for it's sure. at Arkansas. So I'm excited for this season, man. I love basketball, don't get me wrong, but I just
we're really looking forward to baseball this year.
Yeah. Thank you for helping me finish that sentence there.
We're really looking forward to it. I mean, it'd be beautiful to tie in back-to-back natties for Dawn and the women's team and then bring that into a nice baseball season. Men's basketball, we can kind of chalk up as it is what it is this year.
So excuse me. So when I said basketball, I meant men's basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I watch women's basketball. They love
it.
I
think that's very well implied.
But yeah, the baseball season, I'm excited. I think we're going to be a lot better than what we were last year. Mm-hmm. Like I said, 15-14 in SEC. I think it's doable. I really do. We have some big series at home, and how, here I am forgetting the name of the park. Founders
Park.
Yeah, legend. I knew that. It had to take me a second there. You know how Founders is when we have an SC series at home, mm-hmm. that place gets rowdy. Third base side for sure gets rowdy, we've just gonna wait and see, man.
Yeah.
Take it series by series, as I say it.
Yeah. I'm pumped, man. Yeah. And I'm with you. I definitely see a bounce back compared to last year. How far we go is, to be determined. But I do have a good feeling that it's a good mix of veteran presence really everywhere. But then there is some exciting young talent who hopefully will correct some of those little mistakes they made last year. And, who knows? I mean, if you got aces like us with Will Sanders, Noah Hall, you can ride two really good pitchers pretty far in baseball. So it'll be interesting to see. But
I mean, we went 27-28 last year. You can only go up from there, right?
You can hope. I mean, you can. Knock on wood, man. But Evan, I really appreciate you coming on, man. This was great. I feel more knowledgeable about baseball now. I hope everyone listening is ready for this season. Going to take it by the horns. Cox are back, man. But really appreciate you coming on, man.
I appreciate this, man. And whenever you want to sit and talk baseball, please send me an invite. I would gladly come and chat with you,
I'm in, man. Appreciate you coming by.
Perfect. Yeah, man. Definitely.
All right, y'all. I hope you found that convo as fun and as interesting and as insightful as I did. And I'm excited for baseball season. I really am going to mix that in with the regular previews and weekend recaps as my normal episodes are. So Friday's episode, I will preview the upcoming opening series against UMass Lowell, and we'll take it from there. But baseball season is back. I do think that this season will certainly be improved from last year, and I think that South Carolina will be playing meaningful baseball in the postseason. And I think we're going to see the bats more alive. I think we're going to see some young guys really step up to the plate more than they did last year, no pun intended. And it's exciting. We take a lot of pride in our baseball program at the University of South Carolina. Not every school cares about it like we do, guys. And I'm really excited to watch this team this year and to see all the highs and lows that come with baseball. But I'm excited. I think it'll be a good season. I think this team will continue to improve and get stronger as the year goes on. But with that, y'all, that wraps up this special episode. Please follow me on social media. Twitter is Cox Gamecocks. Instagram is just the name of the show, Cox Talking Gamecocks. And please like, subscribe, and review the podcast. I appreciate all y'all. Go Cox.